East Sac coach Ben Wellington stopping up after the Raiders win over Storm Lake St. Mary's. Unfortunately, in the first inning for you guys, Ben, Cam Wernemont just didn't have it tonight. Issued four walks, two runs scored with the bases loaded, but then Taggart Phillips comes in, holds him right there, strikes out the side, and did an admirable job in relief, striking out 12 batters tonight.
Right. Yeah, Taggart's kind of been throwing pretty well for us all year. Cam kind of struggled there, couldn't find the strike zone. So it was good to know that you can always rely on a senior like Taggart to come in and get the job done when our back was against the wall.
Well, Coach, this was your seventh game of the season, scoring double-digit runs. You've now done that in your last five games, hitting over 400 coming into play tonight, fourth best in the state. I know you liked what you could do this season, felt good about that, but I don't know if even you could have anticipated the hot start you've had at the plate.
Yeah, I didn't think, you know, we just always tell the guys to be aggressive and take their pitch, don't sit and wait, and definitely, you know, I think one of our downfalls is we don't really walk a whole lot, but, you know, they've been coming out hot, and we can just hope that we can stay hot at the plate. That's one thing we really preach is, you know, sometimes you get bad hops here and there, but the one thing you can control is definitely your hitting more than anything. So
10-1 now to start the season, the strong hitting, of course. You've gotten good pitching contributions from three or four guys. What else has been making it work for you, if you could single out anything else?
I would definitely say our four seniors have kind of taken the bull by the horn. And, you know, sometimes, like tonight, the prime example is, you know, you let a team hang around like that, and, you know, they're up and excited, and, you know, they're always a good team with Coach Berg. So the seniors always just say, you know, we got this, guys. And another example is Wednesday when we played Grettinger, we were down 4-0 early, you know, with Tyler on the mound, and the guys the whole time said, you know, we got this. We just need our inning, and we scored 10 in the fourth, I think. So, you know, they've always just, you know, it gives me gray hairs, but the seniors just come ready to play. So they just throw everyone on their shoulders, and you couldn't ask for a better group of four seniors besides them. So it's pretty good.
13 hits in the Wednesday night win, and I had you for 13 more tonight in your win over Storm Lake St. Mary's. So now back at it tomorrow in the Glidden-Ralston tournament.
Yeah, I got a text from their coach before our game started. They've got a home game tonight, and they were just like us. You know, it's going to tear the field up, and our field can't hold much more water. I know it's been misting all night, so as long as it does that, we should be fine, but we'll see how that goes. We'd love to get it in. We'll be shorthanded. We got some guys taking ACTs. Chris Villhauer's got orientation over at BV, so he'll be gone too. So that first game, we're just hoping we can get through it, and then we'll be pretty much 95% starters back. So, but we're ready, and we want to get it in. We see some competition down there that we don't get to see normally throughout the season. So it's always good to face unfamiliar foes. So,
and then the Raiders, four more playing dates next week, five games in all, as they'll be playing a twin bill here on Wednesday against Southeast Valley, and then Monday at Newell Fonda. Before that, East Sac baseball now at 10-1. Coach Ben Wellington, thanks, and we'll be
thanks
seeing you again
coverage.
Soon.
You bet. Have
You're
a good
welcome.
Night.
You too.